This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1685. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded September 4th, Australia, Azerbaijan, Benin, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Congo DR, Cuba, Germany, Guam, India, International Waters, Ireland, Kashmir, Laos, Madagascar, Mauritania, Mexico, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Rwanda, Sarawak, Spain, Syria, Tibet, USA, Uruguay, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I've noticed a possibly temporary program change on Radio Australia. Like to listen to the variety of shows they have before 13 UT on 9580 and 12065, being the best frequencies. Scheduled on Fridays at 12:30 is Innovation. However, on the last Friday in August, I was hearing instead Future Tense, which is sort of a similar program, but it's not supposed to be on at that time. In fact, it was the edition, according to the website, not for release until September 1st. And we heard it again at its scheduled time of Tuesday at 12:30 on September 3rd. The episode was about steampunk. By the way, 6150, another Radio Australia frequency, has had interference from Cuba since April. Finally, in early September, Arnie Coro got around to moving Cuba to another frequency, 6000, between 11 and 13 UT. The 10-kilowatt off-frequency transmitter in Stepanakert, Azerbaijan, 9677.6, has been heard with a variety of different services. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports there was an unmodulated strong carrier Friday, August 30th, between 13 and 16 UT on the frequency. And then on August 31st, an unidentified station without a carrier, probably an Azeri, with awful audio and modulation. That was at 0815 UT. Anyhow, he says it was not one previously heard on the frequency, Voice of Talishistan. This was identified by Patrick Robich in Austria, who tells DX Listening Digest, I was trying to listen to some Irish churches on 27 megahertz, so the receiver was set in the FM mode. He changed to 1100 UT on the 1st of September and found there was better modulation coming through than in the AM mode. It was a relay of the Baku-based FM station Iktimai Radio. That's I-C-T-I-M-A-I because it was parallel to their web stream at www.itv.az. And Ivo also passes on a comment about this from Mauno Ritola in Finland. The modulation is actually more FM than AM, and using FM with 15 kHz bandwidth, the audio is a bit better. The frequency varies a lot with the audio modulation. I listened to Patrick's clip, and it was still extremely distorted. Medium wave DX conditions traditionally improve in September, although for those who stick with it, there's still the DX to be had on summer. Tim Tromp in West Michigan, thanks to his phased beverages on the ground, pulls in some fantastic medium wave DX. On UT August 31st at 0336, he says Transworld Radio Benin is coming in surprisingly well on 1566, despite terrible thunderstorm noise locally, English announcements, and into a song with consistent audio for a few minutes. No other transatlantics were noted at the moment, but the previous night he was hearing occasional audio on 783 kHz at 0330, which would probably be Mauritania. He says this might be my best copy of 1566 to date. That was on the IRCA list, and then it was also heard by other DX listeners in Northern and Eastern America. And Tim followed up at 0409 UT with these comments. They're still going strong over 30 minutes now with steady audio and very little fade. transatlantics never come in like this here, so this is exciting. And the local music was awesome to hear. Somewhat below 6135 kilohertz, we often hear Radio Santa Cruz in Bolivia around 0100 UT. On September 1st, UT Sunday, they stopped modulating by 0109. Presumably they were ending transmission as they usually do early on local Saturday nights. However, 24 hours later on UT Monday, Brian Clark in Northland, New Zealand, says they were still going on an extended schedule at 0423 when you measured them on 6134.83. Here's an update on the status of one of the few stations left on the 120-meter band and the only one known in Brazil, Rádio Educadora de Limeira, São Paulo, on 2380. On the Rádio Escudas group, August 22nd, Cássio Santos in Goiânia says, I used to refer to this station as a propagation reference to see how sensitive my receivers were, but it's not been heard since last year. I'm afraid it will not be coming back. And then he asks if someone in Limeira is still hearing it on 2380. Is it really gone? Got a reply from Luis Shane Neto in Limeira. He says this frequency has not been disactivated. What's happening is that it is on the air with only a carrier and no modulation. There are obviously problems. I've been in contact with the station. They say they do not intend to take it off the air, as they've received many reception reports from different places. That was August 23rd. Then on September 2nd, Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay on the condition list posted a clip. You can hear hardly anything, but you can tell it's there at 0241 UT. Just a bit of a male voice and some music could be heard. A further reply from Luis Shane Neto in Limeira says that the management of the station has improved the transmission, but it's not yet satisfactorily strong. Even better news about another Brazilian station, Rádio Aparecida. Antonio Sergio in Goiânia says they have two new transmitters on 11855 and 9630. They're still using an old one on 6135. The chief operator of the station is asking for reception reports. We don't hear them at all on 6135, instead Bolivia, as I just mentioned, so I wonder if that one is really on the air, although there's a fourth frequency that has not been mentioned about this, 5035, where we do hear at least a carrier, which we've always assumed is coming from there, but it's too close to Cuba on 5040 in the evenings. They have definitely improved their signal on 11855, which I've been hearing around 0100 UT. They were running a time signal 36 and a half seconds late on September 4th, and then took a full minute to list many or all of their affiliates around the country, many of them named Rádio Educadora. As for 9630, it's usually blocked by DRM from Spain via Costa Rica between midnight and 02 UT, although one evening recently I found that missing, but still wasn't hearing Rádio Aparecida on that frequency. Note that Radio Aparecida has a DX program scheduled Saturdays at 19 UT for 1 hour called Encontro de Xix. I also look for that on another day of the week, but it really wasn't propagating at that hour. Fortunately, it is also broadcast by WRMI UT Sundays at 0300 on 9955 and webcasts. If you hear Quebec French on 690 kHz, as I did August 30th at 0539, it has to be the CBC station in Gravelbourg, Saskatchewan, CBKF1. Or so I thought, since nothing else listed could possibly fit that language. I brought this to the attention of some people who should know, including Barry McLarnon, who maintains a list of Canadian radio stations. And he says, as far as I know, that transmitter is still on the air. No plans to move it to FM. More about last week's item, plans to reactivate Montreal in French on 980 instead of 990 kilohertz. From Medium Wave News, CHRF is to be called Radio Fierté. It's operated by Ivanov Communications. It was due on the air on 990 this year, but its new application is for 50 kilowatts day, 10 kilowatts at night on 980. And they've applied for an extra year to get it on the air in November of 2014. That's the station favoring gay and lesbian topics. You know, in Canada, the programming format is an important factor in granting applications and licenses, and if stations want to change it, that has to be approved by the government. On the other hand, here is another Canadian AM station you may cross off your lists. Sean Axelrod in Winnipeg reports that CKMW 1570 in Winkler, Manitoba, went off the air forever August 30th at 1500 UT, sooner than they needed to since they'd already begun their 90-day simulcast on 88.9 FM. And since then, he's been cleaning up, hearing other stations on 1570. The low-power station in Congo DR, Radio Tele Candip, on 5066.31, was heard by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, shortwave bulletin, signing off much later than usual, August 20th until 2108. And it says it was also heard several other days, up until about 2100. There were several mentions of their town, Bunia. Mike Cooper sends a story from the Washington Post, September 2nd, headlined, Grounded TV Marti Plane, a Monument to the Limits of American Austerity. At an airfield in rural Georgia, the U.S. government pays a contractor $6,600 a month for a plane that does not fly. It seems it's about the third one that had been used for TV Marti. But thanks to the sequester, there's no longer funding to keep it in the air. But it remains in federal limbo. It cannot be totally dismantled. This airborne service was generally considered to be useless anyway, since it was heavily jammed by Cuba. Now even TV Marti itself says it's no longer needed, as they're getting into Cuba by more modern means. In shortwave bulletin, Christoph Rotzer in Austria says, the Vennermoor transmitter site of HCJB Germany, which has been on 3995, carried out its first test on 7365, August 21st, with only 10 watts. That's according to Stefan Shaw of the station itself. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden was able to hear it at 2100 UT, August 21st, on 7364.975. They were playing the 60th anniversary program of HCJB's German service. Then on September 3rd, we heard directly from Stefan Shaw at the station that they had increased power to 100 watts at Vennermoor on 7365, still, of course, very low. It's in northwest Germany with an antenna aimed to the southeast. It's a 1/1/0.3 antenna, same programming as on 3955. Neither Ron Howard nor I have heard AFN Guam on either of its frequencies since August 27th. That's a full week missing. It had been rather sporadic, but we're always apprehensive that one day it will go off and never come back, just like what happened to the other AFN stations in Hawaii, Iceland, Italy, Florida, and Puerto Rico. Now Guam and Diego Garcia are the only ones left. The night and day frequencies, more or less, of Diego Garcia, all upper sideband, are 4319 and 12759, and of Guam they are 5765 and 13362. On September 4th, I was hearing something on 5765 at 1230 UT, but it wasn't AFN. It was a fast radio teletype transmission. I suspect it might be the same Navy transmitter repurposed from Guam. Since when AFN was active, there was never any such interference. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1685. You can read much more about the items I mentioned briefly on the program in DX Listening Digest, the latest issue, number 13-36, upon which this edition is based, via worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome. By check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. In DX India, from South India, Joe's Jacob has an update on the status of several All India Radio transmitters. Beware of list logging, since many of these are still on the list, but not really on the air. Radio Kashmir in Srinagar, not heard for many days on 4950. Others still off the air are Impal on 4775 and 7335, Kohima on 4850, only, though we know it does occasionally reactivate. Also missing Guwahati on 4940, 7280, and 7420, Itanagar on 4990. These two have been off the air for many years, Jammu on 4830 and Ranchi on 4960. And these two are on the wrong frequencies, or at least not the ones listed, Leh on 4660 instead of 4760, and Shillong on 4971 instead of 4970. Ron Howard in California has also been tracking those, especially Shillong, on its one kilohertz offset. He heard it September 4th at 12:57 to 13:48, one of the best days for hearing any audio, as usually it's just an open carrier. There were some pop hit songs in English and Hindi, including Whitney Houston. Present-day fans of Radio Caroline around the UK cannot listen to it from international waters, and now they cannot listen to it either from international vacuum. Mike Terry forwards word from the website that they've had to close their satellite service, or they will be doing so on the 30th of September due to reception problems. However, they plan to replace it with a new webcast station called Caroline Extra. More details at their website, www.radiocaroline.co.uk. Via Richard Cuff, a reminder of the annual shortwave broadcast for two important sports events from RTE Radio in Ireland. They are 2 weeks apart, both on Sundays. First, it's the worldwide All-Ireland's finals coverage of hurling on Sunday, the 8th of September. Then on the 22nd, it's the football final. Here is the schedule. These are intended for Africa, but everyone everywhere tries to hear them too. They start at 14:30 UT, 7405, 17725, and 7505. For the final hour until 17 UT, 17725 switches at 16 to 11620. But that's not the only broadcast from Ireland which can be heard abroad. Alan Pennington in the British DX Club Communication reminds us that that HCJB transmitter in Germany I mentioned earlier on 3995 part of the time relays a station in Cork on 93.1 Life FM. He heard it August 20th with good reception at 2332. In Australian news, Rob Wagner was fascinated to hear Radio Madagascar way up from its usually variable 5014, wandering much higher than normal to 5015.37. And the frequency was wobbling as he was listening on upper sideband on 5013.1. You can actually hear the AM frequency varying up and down. This was the 10th of August at 1845 with lively Afro pops and occasional announcements in Malagasy, a quick ID at 1858, and then suddenly off the air. Sunrise Skip from western Mexico is picking up here, now running past 1200 UT, on medium wave, September 4th at 12:12 on 990. I was hearing XCCL in Mexicali. And then at 12:16 on 1050, I was hearing XCBCS in La Paz, northern and southern Baja California. It seems there is a powerful new transmitter on medium wave in Pakistan on 1260. Manu Ritala reported to the MW Offsets group via BCDX, according to a tip from Hiroyuki Okamura, hearing a station on 1 Hz above 1260 kHz, signing off at 1813 UT. Apparently the 400 kilowatt transmitter in Islamabad has now started, as mentioned in the WRTH. However, the site is not certain, as we have another report of it, August 27th at 1800, as Peshawar, according to Bent Erickson in the Arctic Radio Club. Excellent signal for 10 minutes from the new 400 kilowatt transmitter with ID and news, and switching off around 1815 as interference from Greece and Saudi Arabia was growing. On September 4th, just before sunrise, I found the best signal from Papua New Guinea was NBC Madang on 3260 at 11:53 with a choir singing and some group talking. This ran a bit past 1200, but then there followed the news in English. But that was cut off the air abruptly at 5 seconds past 12:05, as tends to happen with NBC stations. There were carriers on some of the other frequencies, some with a bit of audio, 3365, 3345, and 3325. But already before 1200, there was no signal on the 3385 or 3205. On some occasions, the 3385 station, NBC East New Britain, does stay on the air until 4 seconds before 1200 UT, when it cut off August 31st, says Ron Howard in California. Earlier, there was a series of advertisements for the Kokopo Village Resort. And Ron Howard adds that Radio Fly continues its long-standing absence on 3915 and 5960. On 5930, Ron Howard reports that Radio Rossi Kamchatka cuts away from national programming parallel to other frequencies for local origination, September 3rd from 0710 to 0800. He thinks he even heard them announce in English, "This is Kamchatka." Last week I mentioned a new clandestine starting for Rwanda, Saturdays only at 17 to 18 UT on 17870. Radio Inyabutatu. We were standing by to hear it on August 31st, and indeed we could. Reception improved a bit as time went on. It was nothing but music for the first 5 minutes, and then into the Kinyarwanda language. Transmitter site was conjectured to be Issoudun in France. Bill Bingham in South Africa found a good signal there over S9. However, Aoki puts it as from the Kostinbrod site in Bulgaria. However, Tudor Vidiano in Romania was hearing it better than you would expect due to the skip zone, if it was really from neighboring Bulgaria. In Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov goes with a site in France, 250 kilowatts at 130 degrees. I compared it to the known RFI broadcast from the same site on 17850 and found RFI much stronger. Ron Howard in California and I are having a hard time hearing much of any signal from the reactivated clandestine Radio Free Sarawak at 11 to 1230 UT on 15420, presumably still via Taiwan due to poor propagation over here. However, in Australian DX News, Craig Seeger in New South Wales says it was very strong August 31st at 1203 with a couple of IDs. Not much on the band at this time of the evening, but Radio Free Sarawak stands out. You might want to hear Radio Damascus, Syria on shortwave. They used to have an external service on 9330 between 16 and 23 UT in Turkish, Russian, German, French, English, and Spanish. taking 1 hour off from 20 to 21, but English at 21 and Spanish at 22. As far as we know, this has been off the air for years, starting even before the Civil War. But you never know what they might do next, so you might check it from time to time if you can get past WBCQ or the alternate frequency 12085. With the rumors of U.S. intervention, Tariq Zaidan in Egypt says, starting August 31st, all Syrian radio networks started broadcasting the main Radio 1 program, Syrian Arab Republic Radio, with patriotic songs praising the Syrian army. Instead of separate programming on some of them, 783-666-567. Online streams almost the same. However, the overseas service of Radio Damascus was on one of them, with German at 1800 and Hebrew at 0430. We mentioned last week that some Tibetan frequencies were off the air, presumably for maintenance, but Ron Howard says they were back as of August 29th at 1238, interfering with India on 4820 and 4920, and I suppose with Laos on 6130. Yes, that one is confirmed by Martin Groot in the Netherlands, including the English program Holy Tibet at 1600 August 29th. World of Radio scheduling on transmitter 2 of WTWW continues to be flexible. Last weekend we were on Saturday at 2327 on 9930, but not on Sunday. The week before we were on UT Monday after midnight on 5085. Noel Green confirms we're still being heard on Hamburger Local Radio in Germany, 7265 compatible USB, Saturday at 0630. And Thomas Faulkner confirms the other times as well, Saturdays and Wednesdays at 0630 and 1430. Some U.S. medium wave DX tips from yours truly. If you hear La Caliente 830 on 830 kHz, as I did September 4th at 0602 UT with WCCO nulled, it's not a Mexican, but WFNO in Norco, Louisiana, near New Orleans, which changed its name from La Raza 830 IMA back in March. Surely they aren't running their directional pattern into the Gulf, as we're hearing it with 750 watts. If you hear 920 The Game on 920, as I did September 2nd at 1217 UT, especially with area code 702 phone number ads, that's KBAD in Las Vegas. Nevada stations rather rare this far east. If you hear a station playing jazz on 1200, as I did, UT Sunday, September 1st at 0524 in the null of WOAI, that's apparently WCHB in Taylor, Michigan, near Detroit, which departs from its news talk format on Saturday nights and Sunday mornings. The pirate and only shortwave broadcaster in Uruguay, Radio Chana, has been varying its frequency as of September 3rd. Ernesto Paulero in Argentina reports it on 5692.50, supposedly on the air 24 hours. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 18 and 4, September 12th and 18th. Solar flux peaking gradually to 120, September 12th to 15th, and dropping to 100 by September 25th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1685. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found it informative, and will hear me again next week.